Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a disease that can spread through the very air we breathe, a disease that can be lurking in the water systems of our cities, waiting to strike. This is the reality of Legionnaire's disease, a severe form of pneumonia that has been making headlines recently due to outbreaks in London and New York City. First, let's understand what Legionnaire's disease is. It's a severe form of pneumonia caused by the bacterium Legionella pneumophila. The disease was first identified in July 1976 when 221 attendees of an American Legion convention at the Bellevue Stratford Hotel in Philadelphia fell ill, and 34 of them died. The investigation into this outbreak traced the source to the hotel's air conditioning system, and the bacterium was subsequently named Legionella. What makes this significant is that Legionnaire's disease is not just a rare occurrence, but it's also a disease that can have severe consequences. The symptoms of Legionnaire's disease include high fever, often above 39 degrees Celsius, cough, which may be dry or productive, shortness of breath, muscle pain, headache, confusion or altered mental state in severe cases, and diarrhea in some cases, which is unusual for pneumonia. Now, let's talk about how Legionnaire's disease spreads. Legionella thrives in warm, stagnant water, with an optimal growth range of 20 to 50 degrees Celsius. It does not grow in cold water below 20 degrees Celsius or in water heated above 60 degrees Celsius. Crucially, the disease is not spread by drinking contaminated water, unless water accidentally enters the lungs during swallowing, a process known as aspiration. It is spread exclusively through inhaling microscopic water droplets containing the bacteria. Building on this, it's worth noting that certain sources are high risk for Legionnaire's disease. These include cooling towers, which are commonly used in large buildings, such as hospitals and hotels. In fact, recent outbreaks in New York City have been traced to contaminated cooling towers on buildings, including hospitals. New York City has a mandatory cooling tower registration and testing program, known as Local Law 77, which was enacted in 2015 after a Bronx outbreak that killed 12 people. Despite this regulation, maintenance lapses continue to cause outbreaks. And here is something that surprises many students. London is also investigating a spike in Legionnaire's disease cases, with sources being traced. The UK has the HSE-approved Code of Practice L8 for controlling Legionella in water systems. But why does this matter? It matters because Legionnaire's disease can have severe consequences, especially for certain high-risk groups, including the elderly, smokers, immunocompromised individuals, chronic lung disease patients, and diabetics. Now, let us turn to the topic of Pontiac fever, which is a milder form of Legionella infection. Pontiac fever causes flu-like symptoms without pneumonia and resolves on its own. It's the same bacterium, but a different clinical presentation. Note this carefully: Pontiac fever is a self-resolving condition, but it's still important to be aware of it, as it can be a sign of a larger Legionella outbreak. With that background in place, let us look at the implications of climate change on Legionnaire's disease. Rising global temperatures increase the risk of Legionnaire's disease through multiple pathways. Warmer water temperatures extend the range where Legionella can grow, and increased cooling tower use means more air conditioning, which in turn means more cooling towers and more aerosol risk. Extreme rainfall events can disrupt water treatment and increase the bacterial load in source water, while aging infrastructure in cities can provide a breeding ground for bacteria. What does this mean for India's context? Sporadic cases of Legionnaire's disease have been reported in India, but large outbreaks are rare, possibly due to underdiagnosis. India lacks mandatory cooling tower testing programs and high-risk facilities such as hospitals, hotels, and large residential complexes with centralized air conditioning systems, are particularly vulnerable. The diagnostic gap is a significant challenge, as Legionnaires' disease is often misdiagnosed as community-acquired pneumonia. And here is something that surprises many students: India's ambient water temperatures often fall in the 25 to 45 degrees Celsius range, which is favorable for Legionella growth. Now, let us look at the relevant Indian framework for addressing Legionnaires' disease. The National Center for Disease Control, or NCDC, handles outbreak investigation, while the Water Prevention and Control of Pollution Act, 1974, addresses water quality but not Legionella-specific issues. The Bureau of Indian Standards, or BIS, sets drinking water quality standards but does not cover Legionella in cooling tower water. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the following facts: Legionella pneumophila, the year of discovery, 1976, in Philadelphia, the fact that it's not contagious, transmission via water aerosols, incubation period of 2 to 14 days, and mortality rate of 5 to 10%. For mains, consider the implications of urban health infrastructure, the need for mandatory cooling tower regulation, and the role of NCDC in outbreak investigation. Also, think about the connection between climate change and disease ecology, the impact of urbanization on disease patterns, and disaster management and public health preparedness. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The pathogen responsible for Legionnaires' disease is Legionella pneumophila, a gram-negative bacterium. It was first identified in 1976 at the American Legion Convention in Philadelphia. The disease is a severe form of pneumonia, and it's not contagious as it does not spread from person to person. Transmission occurs through inhaling contaminated water droplets or aerosols. The incubation period is 2 to 14 days, and the mortality rate is 5 to 10%. Treatment involves antibiotics, such as fluoroquinolones and macrolides. The optimal growth range for Legionella is 20 to 50 degrees Celsius, and it's killed above 60 degrees Celsius. In terms of current outbreaks, New York City has reported deaths traced to contaminated cooling towers, and London is investigating a spike in cases. The UK has the HSE-approved Code of Practice L8 for controlling Legionella in water systems. Climate change is expanding the range where Legionella can grow, and more air conditioning use means more cooling towers and more aerosol risk. Heatwave frequency correlates with the incidence of Legionnaires' disease in Europe and North America. In India, sporadic cases have been reported, but there is no mandatory cooling tower testing program. The NCDC handles outbreak investigation, and the BIS sets drinking water quality standards, but does not cover Legionella in cooling tower water. In conclusion, Legionnaires' disease is a significant public health concern, especially in urban areas with aging infrastructure and increasing use of air conditioning. As global temperatures rise, the risk of Legionnaires' disease outbreaks will only increase, making it essential to address the gaps in our current systems and prepare for the challenges ahead.